Devin Travis of your Toronto Blue Jays joins us. Good morning, sir. Nice to see you.
George, Dean, good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Dude, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate you doing this. How's life?
Good. Good. Everything's good. I'm really having a good time down here during spring training. Everyone's been so great. I really couldn't ask for more, so.
Well, listen, let's just get to the question. Are you going to, well, I know you are. I believe you are because I already said it, so it's going to come true. Are you going to be the starting second baseman for the Toronto Blue Jays come opening day, sir?
I have no clue. I've been asked that question a few times in the past couple, weeks, and really you can only control what you can control. I'm just trying to, take it day by day and really just learn from all these veteran guys on this team and, let the chips fall as they may.
So let me ask you some questions to eliminate it. Will you be starting at third base?
I don't think I can make a throw that far, so I hope not.
First base?
No, I'm probably too short.
Short?
Reyes is pretty good.
Yeah, second base it is then.
Hey.
Congratulations, we've just anointed you. You've had an unbelievable spring. It was funny, it was one of the big questions, and I'm sure you know this because you read and you're interested, and you probably wanted a job in the big leagues, but that was one of the big questions was second base, and it's been interesting how in the last, 3 weeks, you've not only settled everybody down, but, opportunity comes, unfortunately, the injury to Atsuris. But have you played better than you thought you played? Because you've been unbelievable as of late.
I've just been trying to have fun and really just play the game how it's, supposed to be played. Early on, I was pressing and, trying to do things that I don't normally do. New organization, new coaches, new everybody. You want to come in and try to make the best impression you can, and you want to try to show people that you belong. I learned early on that that's just a recipe for, disaster, recipe for failure, because that's not the way I ever play the game. I just need to have fun and try to let the game come to me, and thankfully, just over the past couple of weeks, it's been going pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say so. 400, you're hitting 400 in spring training. I'd say it's coming to you pretty quick. Not only that, have you talked to Gibby? Like, have they been complimentary to you? They've given you any inkling?
Yeah. I mean, even dated back to early on when I was struggling pretty good there at the beginning. Gibby, all the coaches really were pretty awesome. They were, joking with me, telling me, it's not going to be the first time that you go 0-for-4. It's not going to be the first time that you go 0-for-4. So every now and then you need that little, that little tap on the back to say, hey, keep going. Keep believing. It's a game of failure, and that's the toughest part about it is dealing with that failure. And, you got to just keep playing the game and hopefully, the numbers start to even out and you start to have a little bit of success there.
Devin, the trade from Detroit, did you get an inkling that that was actually going to happen? And when you found out, were you like, Detroit, Toronto, I made out pretty good in this deal?
I had no clue. I think it's tough to, to try to figure out, if and when you'll be traded. I definitely knew it was a possibility. I mean, it made sense with the situation that was going on over there. I got a phone call at 10:15 at night from our farm director. I'm sorry, my old farm director with the Tigers, Dave Owen. We just chatted for about a minute and a half, and he finally decided to tell me that I'd been traded to Toronto. And obviously, there's a ton of mixed feelings that going into it initially. You get comfortable in an organization, and everybody how things are ran, and then you're walking into something completely new. I honestly could say now that I'm so thankful that it happened. It's been absolutely great over here. This organization is really filled with great people, and I honestly couldn't make one complaint. So I'm loving every bit of it.
Devin Travis, our guest, probably the starting second baseman for the Toronto Blue Jays come opening day. Is it weird? It's like going to a new school when you walk into a new clubhouse. And do you have to like be real quiet for the first few days and mind your P's and Q's and get to know each other?
Yeah, that's a great analogy. It's a new school. It's new teachers, new classmates. Everyone's completely new. And definitely you got to early on you got to try to you know, stay in your own area, stay quiet.
But is it like prison where you got to find the biggest guy, beat the crap out of him?
Well, I'd struggle with that. So definitely not like prison.
Like grab Burley by the beard, thump him a couple times, right, and say, "There's a new boss on the cell, kid."
Yeah, if I did that, I'll be out of here just as quick as I grabbed his beard. So none of that.
Devin, you went to Florida State University. Can famous Jameis Winston, is he going to Tampa Bay first overall?
I would think so. That guy's a winner. I mean, after watching, you know, all the really good quarterbacks that have gone through Florida State, Jameis is a really special one. He's that guy that in the fourth quarter, if he's got an opportunity to win the game, if you're that other team, your heart's probably, down by your feet, because he just knows how to get it done. So I would say so.
Let's get to know you a little bit, if you got a couple of seconds. What's your favorite television show?
I probably would say Criminal Minds.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good show right there. I think if I didn't play baseball, that'd be a great job. Obviously,
you'd be an actor. Yeah, you're a good looking dude too, right? Like it's you'd probably be a great actor.
Well, thank you. I didn't mean an actor though, because I don't know what I'd be doing out there, but I would love to be a cop if I wasn't a baseball player.
What's on the iPod?
A little bit of everything. Country, Drake, R&B. It just depends on the mood of the day.
Favorite food?
Pizza.
What's on it? What's on it?
Pepperoni.
That's it?
Well, you can add some ricotta cheese. I know it's
wow,
whoa,
but
fancy.
I love a calzone, so it's like my my pizza calzone.
Favorite beverage?
I'd say Dr. Pepper.
Me too. Cherry or regular?
Regular.
Cherry. Well, we'll get along. we'll get along, I guess. Last question I have. Have you been this excited in a long time about your future in Major League Baseball?
I've definitely never been so excited for a season to start. Obviously, a lot of anticipation for me building up to this. Walking into, something completely new, and I feel like I've never, got so comfortable so quick, and that just speaks volumes of the organization. Early on, I really don't speak much, and it does normally take me a little while to get comfortable, but. It's just been so great here, and the Blue Jays are a great organization that's ran well from the top on down. So yeah, I've never been this excited, and I just can't wait to see how things shake up.
Me too. Us too. We're thankful for you. Really appreciate your time. Can't wait to see you at second base this year for the Toronto Blue Jays. Devin Travis, thanks for taking time to do this, man.
Dean George, thank you guys so much.